now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am Pastor Roland. Welcome to the program. It's a very, very wonderful program, and I've got some good news for you today. First of all, I have just published my brand new book called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, Making Relationships Work. Ah, yes, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a 315-page handbook for couples. And I think you're going to want to get it after I tell you about it. Then I want to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I think I can help some people who have that. And I'm going to talk about that later. But first, let's talk about my new book. First of all, I am a pastor. I've been on the air now for almost 22 years. And my message has always been the same. And it is this, that many of us would like to be better people. We'd like to be a better mom, better dad, better husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, parent, daughter, son, worker. But the problem is we keep getting upset. We get angry. We become resentful. We get frustrated. We say the wrong thing or we do the wrong thing. And then afterwards, we feel bad about what we said or did. That we try to rush to make things right. And then either we end up being a doormat. We're always rushing to be nice to make up for our guilt. And then people take advantage and then we resent them. And then they take advantage again and so on. It's a vicious cycle. Or, you know, we just become angry and hostile. We get angry at people and we get angry at ourselves. See, we get very angry at ourselves. And we become self-destructive in our anger toward ourselves, in our frustration. Anger and frustration. We get angry at ourselves and we hate ourselves. You know, I understand that. I understand that. But the point is, that's not good. Because it's not good in many ways. First of all, we do hurt ourselves, or we hurt others. Now, look, we hurt others, like our children, for example. Let's say you're a mom or a dad, and you things aren't working out. You fight with your boyfriend or your husband, or you go to work and you get angry at work, or somebody says something mean behind your back. They talk about you behind your back, and you be angry. And you come home and you're upset and frustrated. Then your little child comes with a question and you are impatient with your child. And then, but you don't want to be, and you see that you are. And so you get angry at yourself and then you start banging dishes around, or you go out in the garage and, you know, knock something down or use bad words, or then you want to rush out and get a drink, or see what I mean? Your behavior becomes, well, self-destructive, and you don't like it. Every time you do something, see, self-destructive, cruel, mean, you don't want to be mean. You don't want to be out of control, but you can't stand, you keep messing up, and you can't stand seeing yourself messing up, and you become angry at yourself, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. Are you able to follow me? Well, okay, so the point is you've got to, A, learn not to become upset in the first place, which I can help you with. And B, you have to learn how to see your own failing and not get angry or resent seeing your own failing. Okay? See, there's two levels. There's the upset, first upset, and then you get upset at your upset. You get angry at your anger. You become resentful at your resentment. You see what I mean? So both of those have to be dealt with. Then you'll have it made in the shade. My name is Pastor Roland. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to a very special program. We're talking about today about, we're going to be talking about my new book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Oh, it's a good book. Later, I'll be talking about PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder. But first of all, I want to just say that my message has always been the same, and that is that you get upset too easily. So you have to learn not to get upset. See, and to learn not to get upset at your upset. See, not to resent yourself. See, and then you mess up. You have messed up or you are messing up. And you have to learn to observe yourself messing up without adding an extra layer of resenting yourself for messing up. You see what I mean? So if you mess up, you just see, well, I messed up. You see it, you don't like it, but you see it without getting upset. You see how that is? Okay, that's very important. Now, some of you have anxiety or you've had bouts of anxiety. You know, we all have. Let's see, what would be a good example? Well, for example, I remember one time I had to do something. I was in church. I had to go light the candles in church. You know, when I was a kid, go up there and light the candles. Well, something went wrong, and I couldn't get the matches to work, and I couldn't get the candles lit, and everybody was waiting and waiting and waiting, and I couldn't get it done. Well, then the next time came along, what do you suppose happened? Well, my heart was pounding, and I was worried and afraid, and what if this happens again, and blah, blah, blah. You see what I mean? So I started to get upset, and then I became anxious. I became anxious, and I became anxious over my anxious. See, some people, you know, when something is coming upon you, you know when, you know, maybe an allergic reaction or a bout of asthma is about to start, or you know when something is coming over you, you know, the aura, when you know you're going to have a migraine, or I can't think of all the different examples, but you know it's coming, and so you become anxious and over the fact that you can sense that it's coming. You see what I mean? So we're always adding an extra layer of upset to our problems, and we make it worse. Now, but here's the important thing, and that is this. You know, in the beginning, you may not be able, you're not going to have, you know, total control over your own physical reactions because you've been conditioned. Well, you've been faithless and you worry, see, you tend to worry too much. And then you condition yourself, your body, to become upset. Okay, well, you're not going to have perfect control over that. But you can have control over resentment. Now, mark that well. Mark what I said very well. You can control resentment. See, you're able to stand back. You'll be able to stand back and observe something without resenting yourself or another person. That's very important. And you will find that very, very often in your upsets and your mess-ups that resentment is a part of it. Okay? So that's very, very important. You can stand back and observe. Now, and you even have more control over your just your plain old other emotional overreactions than you realize. How many of you have been somewhere and you're getting ready to overreact? You're getting ready to get angry or upset or use bad words, or your face is going to start twisting and you're going to, you know, throw something down or something, and you don't think anybody's noticing, and you're getting all set to get really upset, and then all of a sudden you notice that somebody's watching you. And you immediately stop and you act okay. How many times, see? Or, you know, it's like you're driving down the road and you're getting ready to, I don't know, pick something off your skin or something in the mirror, and you're getting ready to do it, and you know, while you're sitting at a stoplight, and then all of a sudden you notice that somebody in the car next to you is watching you, so you stop. You know, you stop. You clean up your act. You act proper. You know, you don't do something that you would have done if somebody wasn't watching you, see? So, Do you realize that you have a you actually can be aware of yourself while you're doing something? You can observe yourself doing it. While you're experiencing something, you can observe yourself experiencing. That's what awareness is. See, animals only have one layer. They're either awake or asleep. But humans are, we can be awake and aware. Okay? So if you start, when you start to have your emotion, you can stand back and observe your emotion. You don't have to get lost in the emotion. You can observe it. See how that works? All right. That's a very nice quality, to be have a more observing attitude in life. Through life, observing things, even yourself, even your overreactions, even your upsets, without getting lost in them. See? All right. So there you have it. Now, I can help you too. I have a meditation. You should get the meditation. Go to commonsensecounseling.org. Commonsensecounseling.org. Get the meditation. It's free. It'll help you to be able to stand back and observe your upsets without overreacting, without reacting to your upsets. You see what I mean? And as a matter of fact, those of you who have PTSD or you've been diagnosed with PTSD, you know, everybody has PTSD. You know, that's, what do you think it is after we've had a trauma, after we've been, you know, messed with or fooled or betrayed or tricked or laughed at or gossiped about, or somebody's been unfair with us or mean to us or cruel to us or phony with us, and we sense it. And we've been hurt. Somebody stole your thing. Your parents got divorced. Your mom screamed at you. Your dad rejected you. You know, you see what I mean? Your boyfriend took advantage of you. What do you think all these things are? They're traumas. And then afterwards, we have post-traumatic, we all have it, post-traumatic stress disorder. Some of us more, some of us less. Okay? So, can you see that the advice that I have just given you about learning to observe your reaction without becoming upset? Now look, let's suppose somebody comes up behind you and they make a loud noise and go, boo, and you jump, okay? Now, can jump, but then watch out that you don't jump and resent the person for making you jump, or resent yourself for being, for somebody getting to you. See? So a lot of times, part of the PTSD is simply the fact that we resent the fact that somebody got to us, that we were upset, that we cried, that we fell apart at the seams, that we became afraid, that we ran, that we hid. See what I mean? Okay, so just learn to watch, to see what is, to observe what is or what was without resenting it, without resenting yourself, without knowing that you hid or you cried or you ran or whatever it is. Got it? Okay, that's it. So, and get the meditation. It'll help you. See, most people are so lost in their emotions, especially after they've been traumatized. They find it very difficult to get out of their emotions. So may I recommend you get my meditation? You can also go to my pastor website, which is mypastorchat.com. That's mypastorchat.com. And all the links are there. mypastorchat.com. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm your friend. I am your friend, and I'm a very, very good friend because I tell you the truth. Am I not telling you the truth? I am. I'm telling you the truth with love. Okay? Now, I can be very helpful to people because I'm on the radio and I talk, but when what I'm saying is true. And when you hear me saying it, it's like I've been reading your mail. So, you can sense that what I'm saying is true. Well, I've got the solution. See, the problem is, you know, there so much has been written about, so much has been written about depression and about bipolar and about unhappiness and PTSD and doubt and worry and fears and anxieties and all, so much has been written about these things and the problem of evil and why is there evil and people are wringing their hands and they're writing, people devote whole books to the subject, to these subjects, and they've, it's always, they may have called it something different 500 years ago, but it's the same thing. They just use different terms now. 500 years ago, they might have used a different term than they do today. But it's, so but the point I'm getting at is that so much has been written about the problem, but what you need is a solution. You need a repair. See, you need to be able to move forward. Now, what people do when they have a great big issue and they can't deal with it anymore, then they accept it and they give in to it and they say, that's what I am and that's what I've always been and that's what I'm always going to be and that's me. And it's just, they accept their, whatever it is that's wrong with them. And then they embrace it. See, some people even embrace death. They embrace it. They're told, And then they become a permanent victim. I've been diagnosed with blah, and they go around proud of it, proclaiming it or using it as an excuse. See, it's a very handy excuse when you're not doing a good job or you're not doing something, you can say, well, I have this or that, or I've been diagnosed with this or that. Well, look, the point that I'm getting at is, I'm not saying that maybe that's not what you have, but I'm saying is what you need is a solution. You need a solution. You say, I have a flat tire. Well, I couldn't do it because I had a flat tire. Well, okay, now what's the solution? You've got to fix the tire. Okay? So you got it? But the problem is, now, so why don't people come up with solutions? Oh, people medicate, they self-medicate, they find ways to suppress symptoms, see, or to do something else and not notice it, or there's all these different roundabout deals, what you need is a solution. Okay, and I will say that the solution is basically spiritual. Like I once said in one of my blog posts, that what's missing in so much of today's therapy is God. God is missing. God is the solution. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Pastor Roland. If you want to go to my website, go to mypastorchat.com. That's mypastorchat.com. Now, I promised that I would talk about my new book, which is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, Making Relationships Work, 318 pages. It is a fabulous book. It's based upon a previous book which I wrote called My Husband and I Argue All the Time. And this has quite a bit of that book in it, but now, of course, revised and updated. But a whole bunch of new material. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. And I have a lot of wonderful things to say. It's a really good read. I talk about Adam and Eve, Garden of Eden, and how you, yes, you, and your lovely lady, or you and your beau, your husband, your boyfriend, see, you are Adam and Eve all over again. Adam and Eve all over again. I don't have time to discuss it right now on the air here, but if you get my book, you'll see. Your eyes will be opened. But the wonderful thing is when you see when you will see how the Adam and Eve thing, Paradise Lost, is a part of every relationship, then you will start to see there's a lot more going on than what appears on the surface. So that's a very wonderful thing, because you will see that, you know, you probably thought your husband or your boyfriend is no good, or he's just whatever, or you men have thought, well, my wife is to blame, she's a nag, and this and that and that. But now you will see there's something very deep going on. You see, human beings have souls. And you begin to see that your husband or your boyfriend is just a man. And so you won't hate him when he makes a mistake. You'll see that's the nature of humans, to make mistakes. And you'll see that your wife is just a lady, and you won't hate her. And there's an amazing thing when you begin to see, when you begin to have understanding, and you take resentment out of it, judgment out of it, see, then a lot of other things will go, a lot of other symptoms go away too. A lot of bitterness and unhappiness and a lot of physical symptoms associated with resentment and judgment. You'll start to have understanding and more compassion. It's very beautiful. But now, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Incidentally, if you'd like to get the book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, you can go to, obviously, My Pastor Chat. You'll find a link there, I'm sure, mypastorchat.com. Or you can go to my relationships blog, which is, those of you who are in relationships right now, you better write this down. It is Common Sense Couples. When, you know, the words are all strung together. You know how that is. They're all strung together. No dashes, no spaces. Just Common Sense Couples with an S dot blogspot.com. Common Sense Couples dot blogspot.com. easy to remember. If you go there, you can find out about the book. It's available right now. You can go there. You can click on the link. It'll take you to Scribd. You can preview the book. You can order the book, you know, in ebook form to download your computer or onto your mobile device for only $4.95. What a bargain. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't even talk about what the myths are about relationships, but maybe I piqued your imagination a little bit. Maybe I piqued your imagination just a little bit, so you'll go check it out. Go to commonsensecouples.blogspot.com, or you can go to mypastorchat.com, mypastorchat.com, and click on the link and go to preview the book. It's really, really nice. This is Pastor Roland. I hope you enjoyed today's program. And also, yes, please get the meditation, would you please? It's free, absolutely free. It'll do you a world of good. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.